Talking with Kathy Burkhardt-Jessen, she is the Liberal candidate for the vacant MPP seat for the riding of Lambton-Kent Middlesex. You might also recognize the name. She is a former three-time warden of Middlesex County and current mayor of Lucan-Bidulph. So, first things first, you are the mayor right now. What made you decide, hey, let's go a step up in the government world and go from municipal to try and get into provincial? Give us your thoughts on why the decision.
Well, Chris, thanks for the opportunity to have the conversation, first of all. I will be honest with everyone. It was a difficult decision for me to come to. I love what I do. I love representing and advocating for the needs of residents in Lucan-Bidulph, and I certainly have enjoyed the work that I do at Middlesex County. So when I was approached to be the Ontario Liberal candidate, it was a decision that I did not take lightly. It was one that I took a lot of time to come to, discussions with my husband, with my family, with friends. And in the end, it came down to, I've been on municipal council since 2010, and I've worked with many different governments at different levels. And the last number of years, I've become increasingly concerned about how municipalities are respected by this government and how our residents are experiencing silent downloading and are not feeling that they have a voice with this current government. I've been a municipal official for 14 years now. I believe that I have the experience, the understanding. I've put the hard work, and I think I can be a voice at Queen's Park that can make a difference and to start so that our residents can actually see themselves represented.
For the past 12 years, it's been a riding that's been under blue PC leadership, and then before that, Liberal with Maria Van Bommel. Why do you think it's time again for the riding to go back to red?
Well, as I say, I don't think that residents are seeing themselves represented by this government. And Ontario Liberal Party right now, it's an exciting time for us. We have a new leader, and we are a party that is rebuilding. There's no question about it. That's, you know, the elephant in the room. We are a party that's rebuilding. And we can listen to the people in the riding across the province. What do they need? What aren't they getting? And what is it that they want from this government? We can develop policy and a platform that represents the residents of Ontario.
You mentioned representation, so let's talk geography. And I mentioned this to one of your competitors who is based out of Chatham-Kent, and I'll talk with you now about it. Hundreds of people know who Kathy Burkhardt-Jessen is, east of Newbury, Strathroy-Caradoc, Lucan-Bidulph, North Middlesex, but west of Newbury, maybe not. So how do you get your name? How do you get your message across to the entire riding?
The geography is staggering. Every day I'm out knocking on doors or meeting with residents across the riding, and I think, wow, we've really made some inroads in this geography. And then I look at the map. It gets to be a little overwhelming, that's for sure. But what I'm doing is I am getting out to these communities. I am knocking on doors. I am meeting on one-on-one with groups, individuals, groups, to talk to them about who I am, let them know who I am, introduce myself, give them my background, let them get to know me. That's really the best way that I can introduce myself, is just the face-to-face, bringing people together, whether it's in a Tim Hortons, whether it is in the generosity of somebody opening up their living room and bringing 10 or 15 people in. That's how I'm getting out.
And maybe even with your own office. You have one that just opened up recently in Strathroy. Are there any offices other than that right now in the riding or planned for?
At this time, no. We've just got the one. You know, campaign offices have changed over the years. Used to be that a campaign office was the hub of the activity, and people came and went, and you quite often had people come in to volunteer or find out more about the candidate. That has changed. And what we've really realized is we have to go out, and that's what we're doing. So at this time, we've just got the one campaign office, and we'll see what happens in the next couple weeks.
On election day, why should people who have been in a blue riding for 12 years now put a check mark or an X beside the name of Kathy Burkhardt-Jessen for the Liberal Party?
My track record really does sell itself. There is no question, I do the hard work. You can see it in my community of Lucan-Bidulph. You can see the work that I did when I was warden in Middlesex County. I always advocate for the needs of our residents. I've done that, as I say, in my home community, in the county, and I will do that with Lambton-Kent Middlesex. I am so accessible. I'm always a phone call, email away. I'm always open to any conversation, whether it's positive, whether it's constructive criticism. I'm not afraid to have those conversations, and I'll start that on day one.
Perfect segue to the final question. Is there any contact information that you could share with us for people who want to get a hold of you and reach out and talk?
Absolutely. You can reach us at our website at votekathy.ca.
Perfect. Kathy Burkhardt-Jessen, your Liberal candidate for the vacant MPP seat in Lambton, Kent, Middlesex. Kathy, thank you so much for spending time with us today and good luck in the campaign.
Well, that's great. Thanks, Chris. And I certainly look forward to meeting with the listeners from right across Lambton, Kent, Middlesex.